I entered the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. I followed through the pathway that is suggested to me inside. When I arrive at the tombs of Saint Jacinta and Lucia de Jesus, I pause for a few minutes. At the tombs, I meditate briefly on how each one of them, with their lives and in different ways, fulfilled the mandate of Jesus to bring the heaven of God to the world, collaborating in the establishment of universal brotherhood. I can repeat interiorly Jacinta's words, asking through her intercession the grace of the same willingness and determination.
If I could only put into the hearts of all the fire that's burning within my own heart, and that makes me love the hearts of Jesus and Mary so very much. Yes, I am suffering, but I offer everything for sinners. I want to do just like our Lord.
I can also pray inwardly with Lucia de Jesus, with her own words.
Here is my path. Deny myself. embrace the cross which the Lord has given me, for love of him and of my neighbor, for his sake. Because it is love that purifies us, dignifies us, and unites us with God. St. John tells us that God is love. Therefore, only love can cause us to plunge into the immense being of God, in order to become one with God. But this love is not satisfied with being happy. It seeks to bring our neighbor too, to share in that same happiness.
Next to the great cross of the Basilica is the image of Mary, white and simple. This is the first pilgrim statue of Our Lady of Fatima. She has already traveled the world, taking the light of the Gospel of Christ to all four corners of the earth, and prepared hearts to welcome him in faith, hope, and love. I am invited to pray here a Hail Mary for creation, for humanity, for the Church, and for peace.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.